Give yourself some love with our self-care programs at hrnradio.com.
Welcome to Epicurean Exploring and happy holidays. We are recording this actually the day before Christmas. You will all be listening to this a few days after Christmas, but it's still the holiday season, so I feel okay saying happy holidays. As always, I like to start off the show by just telling my listeners a little bit about the term Epicurean Exploring and what it means to me. Basically, I came up with that as the name of the show because it really defines the person that I am, Epicurean and exploring. It really is a term that has me reach outside of my own comfort zone. It has me trying new foods, traveling, going to new places. It's about, you know, pushing yourself outside that comfort zone. And we all get lazy, I should say, or just complacent and comfortable and going to the same restaurants and ordering the same dishes or returning to the same destination. And that's fine. There's a lot to be said for comfort and for knowing what to expect. But sometimes it's really neat to just try something completely out of the ordinary, because how else would you grow and know what you like? And that's why a lot of the times with Epicurean Exploring, if I go to a restaurant, I just tell the chef to make whatever he wants and I'll try it. Or on vacations, I try to push myself and go somewhere that I wouldn't typically choose to go. So that's really the premise of the show. However, once COVID hit, things had to change because obviously travel wasn't happening, dining out wasn't happening. And so what we did about 9 months ago was come up with the idea that there are so many deliverables, edible deliverables that are out there, and they come from all over the country, all different restaurants, actually all over the world. And these can be delivered to your home, and you can try them right in your home. Tons of foods, and it just makes it that much more fun to know once a week we're just going to order from somewhere in New Orleans or order from someplace in Kansas City and have that delivered. And really, again, try something that you wouldn't. And then in addition to being able to do these edible deliveries, we came up with the idea of a segment called Must Have. And gosh, has that taken off. And the must-haves are really products that my show endorses, that we personally try, either myself, my co-host. I do have now two new, I should say, shouldn't even call them interns, because they're going to be doing so much more than interning for me, but one will be co-hosting with me, and they will be trying products too. And, you know, unless they get our stamp of approval, we don't talk about it. But this show is really to promote some unique products across the board in lifestyle, in travel, in beauty. It really could be anything out there that's new and different and that we just like. So with that said, I'm going to jump right in because we had so many, you know, getting in contact before the holidays. And even though this will be aired after the holidays, you know, gift giving will go on and on throughout the holiday season. And, you know, with birthdays and Father's Day and Mother's Day and Valentine's Day and just any day of the week. Some of these things are just fabulous just to pick up any day of the week once you hear about it. So let's start with the first product that I'm going to talk about. This is called Nada Moo. And Nada Moo is dairy-free, or it's an ice cream. I shouldn't say ice cream, but it is like an ice cream because it's dairy-free. They're made with coconut milk. And so it's sustainably sourced. It's certified vegan, all vegan ingredients, including agave nectar. They're filled with 100% natural ingredients. And the flavors, let me tell you about this. The flavors that I had were, gosh, I had organic, they sent it to me, organic mint chip. I had organic vanilla beans, peppermint bark, Oreo cookies, strawberry cheesecake. And I'm an ice cream fan. So for me to go and do something that's not actual ice cream, and when they said dairy-free, I didn't think I was going to like it. And I go in with an open mind, because that's what I do, and I loved it. It was, you really couldn't taste the difference. And not just that, but this product is sustainable inside and out. You know, they have every ethical way of making this and what's good for the planet. Every pint that they make uses fewer gallons of water than dairy ice cream. They save 30% more energy by using solar panels in their agave farming. Their pints are made out of sustainable source materials. I mean, everything there is plant-based. Their coconut, like it's made out of, they're grown naturally without added water, no pesticides, fertilizers. the outdoor shavings are converted into fuel. So it's not just a wonderful, yummy product, but they're doing good and they're giving back. So they could be found, not a moo, right now, literally, and when I say every store, I mean Stater Brothers, Albertsons, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vons, Target, you name it, they could be found. So check out not a moo, and it's a yummy and great dessert instead of ice cream. So that was my first one. And the next product, gosh, I did this recently. I'm laughing about it because it's called On-the-Go Toilet Paper Kit. Well, I just took a long road trip with my girlfriend. Probably too much information, I'm telling you. But we had to pull over on the side of the road going up to Big Sur. I have to be honest. And, you know, we had some tissues. But this would have come in absolutely handy. They're simple. They're well-designed. They're 100% biodegradable kits. They just come in a little, like, plastic kit, I should say, consisting of toilet paper and sanitizing wipes. And it's just the ultimate essential for your winter adventure. It's a pack of 10. For $10, single price for $2, and they're just great for road trips, you know, the great outdoors. If you're hiking, recreational excursions, just pick it up. Go to tpkits.com, and again, they're just great product to have. And, you know, I know that I'm going to be needing this a lot when nature calls when I'm on the road. So, the next one. Okay, now we go on to something called Hydrolite. This is available on Amazon. The cost is $29. And this product, it's an immunity support product. So different changing altitudes can lead, you know, to feeling more dehydrated, I should say. But these convenient on-the-go powder sources are really good with your electrolytes. They're doctor-approved on-the-go packets, and they're formulated the exact ratio of glucose and electrolytes for fast, effective rehydration. And you know, me going to Aspen all the time and up in the mountains, I am always dehydrated the first, you know, 2-3 days. And so this one I tried. This one has, that I'm holding in my hand, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, electrolytes, zinc, and elderberry. And it comes in a little powder form. And there's 3 packets in each. And it's delicious. And it's just an electrolyte powder. And really helps if you just need that extra boost to your immune system and to get that extra hydration going. So, again, it's called Hydrolite, L-Y-T-E, and check it out. They're not expensive at all, and you get them on Amazon. Okay, we have another. This is fun because it's a cosmetic company. It's called Fleck, F-L-E-K-K, Cosmetics, Makeup and Beauty, and the beauty of celebrity makeup artistry is made easy. I mean, I'm the worst at putting on makeup, but it's made easy by simplifying makeup applications so that really every woman can get these great results. Their products are designed to be easy to use, and they empower women to get professional results. They have these palettes that are gorgeous. There's an eyeshadow palette that's designed in 4 easy steps, and it makes it perfect for, you know, smoky eye. They have all different ones you could choose from. So if you go to Fleck, F-L-E-K-K, Cosmetics, you can use a code for discount, Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, and really just a great cosmetic company that I was just turned on to, and I'm going to try to start really putting on some eye makeup. And the next product I have is Cannabis Oliva. And what that is, it's an organic hemp-infused virgin olive oil. It's 100% plant-based, vegan, gluten-free, cruelty-free. And basically, the person who created this, after discovering the woman, the internal balance she felt from hemp-powered supplements, and she really could only equate that feeling of when she was in the Greek islands, she was saying to me. But as a lifelong athlete and yogi and a believer in the importance of functionality with food towards optional wellness, she came up with this idea and decided that, you know, she didn't want with olive oils, they fell into 2 camps. Either a lot of them are highly processed and loaded with artificial sugars or flavors, or she felt druggy if some of the capsules and things like that, if they were too heavy with CBD or cannabis. So she came up with this Cannabis Olivia was a spawn for her extensive research of a nutrient-dense, natural, and elevated way to reap the benefits of a hemp extract. And she really put a lot of time into creating this. And I found, you know, looking at it, it's a beautiful product. To be completely transparent, I have not tried it. So we are planning to try it next week, but I just wanted to talk about it because I spoke to the woman and I really felt like she deserved to have this you know, me bring it up. And again, it's called Cannabis Oliva. So C-A-N-N-A-V-E-S and then O-L-I-V-A. And it's the first really hemp-infused organic olive oil. And it's extra virgin olive oil. It's from a Kalamata variety. They import it from Greece. And it's paired with a single-source full-spectrum hemp extract. So you're going to have to check it out. If you want more information, just go to that website. And there's so much information. But she's really doing well in this holistic space. And I commend her for staying true to her values. The next product is called Paleonoa. And this was founded upon the belief that choosing the right foods could have a major impact on your health and well-being. And so this, I just actually finished my last box of it. It's fantastic. It's a paleo granola. And I just love all the flavors that they have. I mean, it's founded on the belief of choosing the right foods, you know, how you're going to feel. It's made in Rhode Island in a historic mill complex. And they really keep it real. It's grain-free. There's no GMOs. The flavors are, you know, apple pie and cinnamon. And it just tastes delicious. I put it on my yogurt in the morning. They just keep it simple. And it's just a wonderful snack. So it's called Paleonoa, PaleOnola.com. And if you use the first 25% of your purchase, you get a code and you get 25% off. And it's free shipping. So you can't beat that either. Okay, more food. Dirt Kitchen air-fried veggie chips. Okay, now these are, you know, there's so many labeled, you know, edible veggies these days. And some of them are unsellable and there's so much competition. Well, let me tell you a little bit about this. This is really interesting because this company, they came up with an idea that there were so many veggies that were going to waste. And so Full Service, the name of the company, they find veggies that are in need of rescue. And then they turn these rescue into superstars, into their air-dried veggie chips, into their crisps. So, for instance, like grape tomatoes, they find ones that are too ripe to sell in retail, but they're perfect for them because they're so full of flavor. Or their zucchinis. It might be that they're too mushy to put in, you know, a dish that a restaurant wants, but it would be perfect for this. So they go after, you know, blush bell peppers, and they go after all the imperfections of vegetables, but make them into a fabulous product. So Full Harvest is just a marketplace that works with farmers to buyers. They call it for their ugly or imperfect or surplus produce. I just love that, you know, it's the result is it's less food loss. It's less, you know, useless money that's spent. I really think that to check out FullHarvest.com for these rescued veggies are the way to go. It was a really wonderful product that Dirt Kitchen came up with, and the packaging is adorable. I'm looking at some here, and from grape tomatoes to zucchini to, let's see, they have carrots, they have blush bell pepper. They're all yummy, so check it out, Dirt Kitchen. Okay, let's go into another product. Let's BlendJet. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard of BlendJet, but it is such a cool portable blender. And what it does, it's the easiest thing, I should say, to use. They're adorable. They're portable, so perfect for just, like, jet-setting around. Powerful. They're big blender performance, compact size. They come in all different colors. I have white. They last for about 15 blends, and then you could recharge them really quickly. They're water-resistant. They have a charging port. Their reversible cable is included. They're self-cleaning. You just add some water, soap, and blend, and you're ready to go. It is so perfect. It comes in a little cute bag, and I love it. So it's called BlendJet. Go to BlendJet.com, and really, these are perfect. The perfect gift for anyone, and they come in literally every yellow, purple, blue, pink, you name it, and you can bring it to the beach. You can bring it wherever you want in a picnic. I've been using this every day, so I think that this is probably my newest favorite gift that I have recently gotten, this product. Okay, so BlendJet. Next, let's talk about JoJo's Seasoning. So this is kind of neat. A book was written, and the book that was written was coming up with a story about a potato and how Jarvis Potato and the Garden Brunch. bunch. And they wanted to create, the author wanted to create something that could connect families together and also teach them about spices. And so as a mother of six and a chef for over 20 years, she was able to join with JoJo's seasonings and come up with a story that also talked about seasonings. So JoJo Davis is a celebrity chef and curated a cook seasoning line featuring all the characters from the Jarvis Potato and the Garden Bunch book. It's really fun. I have them here. The spices are fabulous, but it's really cute to read and have this book that it'll be available in the beginning of January, and you can just go to it. If you go to JoJo's Seasoning, you'll be able to see where the book is and then order it with these children's spices that are curated just to fit with the book. And I just thought it was a really wonderful idea and getting kids involved with seasoning at such a young age. So kudos to them for doing that. Another product, City Bonfires. Okay, this, I love this too. I'm laughing because such an easy product, and you always think, gosh, why didn't I think of that? This is one of those. So during, I guess, this COVID, you know, being at home, there were two dads in Maryland who, you know, normal, when I say normal dads, just dads who were home and their friends working, and they had endured a loss to other income due to COVID. One was a restaurateur. And they came up with this idea for a cool product. It's called City Bonfires. And what that is, it's a portable, reusable mini bonfire. It's really cute that you can take anywhere on any outdoor adventure. So it's really tiny. It's designed, the design of the product is like 4 inches by 2 inches. It's round metal. It's filled with non-toxic soy wax. So it's unlike other soy wax-based products. And the entire surface becomes a flame. So it's a little teeny mini mobile unit bonfire. And what comes with it is you can get little s'mores packets. So it's so cute. They put their chocolate, they put the little marshmallows, graham crackers, and this was born. I mean, they just created this, and they believe that bonfire nights are the best nights, and I agree, too. So they said gather around City Bonfire and make memories. It's absolutely adorable. These guys nailed it with how cute it comes packaged. Like I said, there's two dads who just started this in Maryland. Their story is great. They're a small company, which I love supporting. Everyone should check it out. If you go to citybonfires.com, and if you purchase two, it activates free shipping. And so, again, just perfect. They're little. They're tiny. It's a great gift. Go for it. And kudos to them, too, for some such a simple product that really makes people happy. Another product to tell you about. Okay, Get Nourished Vitamins. Now, this also, super cool. So what happens with this company? I mean, I take vitamins here and again. Sometimes I don't know which ones I need. I try to take one a day. I don't know if I always take them. Sometimes I take them, sometimes I don't. But what happens with this company, they're the Nourished, they're called Nourished, and it's the world's first ever customizable 3D printed vegan vitamin containing 7 vitamins and nutrients in one delicious sugar-free vitamin stack. And it's delivered straight to your door, 100% plastic-free, home compostable packaging. So what happens is they sent me to an online questionnaire, and it would say my age, my weight, you know, am I tired all the time, am I active, how often do I do, you know, something or other? What flavors do I like? Do I find I get headaches? How do I sleep? It asked me all these questions. And then when I finished, it built me from the computer, built me a stack by choosing 7 different vitamins for me. And one was for, you know, more energy, heart health, anti-aging, immunity. And it was delivered in the cutest packaging, which I will have pictures of on my Instagram. And my little individual vitamins that say my name on it, and it's like a little stack. It almost looks like a little, like, gummy bear stack. And it comes in a three-month subscription option. And I love this idea because I know exactly what's in it. It was made for me, directly for me. They each come in a little individual packet. I've never seen anything like this, and it is making me eat them. And first of all, they're yummy. And I really think that they're wonderful. So first-time customers receive 50% off a one-month subscription with the code LAUNCH50. They also receive free shipping. These are made in London, by the way. So the company, again, is called Get Nourished. And so go to getnourished.com and you can take the questionnaire and check it out. I think it's a really neat way to start taking your vitamins, especially that it's made for you, because every single person is different. All right, another Stanton gift that I love. I just got this. This is called the Overland Leash and Collar Bundle from Wolfgang Man and Beast. So these prices, this is a leash, a dog collar leash, and prices range here from about $18 to about $40. It depends on the size. So they, these beautiful American-made harnesses, leashes, and collars from a company called Wolfgang Man and Beast are built for adventures. I have them on my dog here now, Flynn, and why I love it, the colors, first of all, it feels almost silky. And so this leash, it pays homage to dusty trails or a forest canopy, campfires, starry nights. They're just beautifully designed and decorated. Matching socks also come available. I don't have those. But the leash itself, they're beautiful. And if you just want to see what they look like, again, go to Wolfgang Man and Beast. All of these that I've just spoken about, you can see on Instagram, Risa Feldman or Epicurean Exploring, and also on Facebook for Epicurean Exploring, and you'll be able to see pictures and links to all of these. And we will be right back with Epicurean Exploring after commercial break.
Lighting the way with positive energy and love. HRNradio.com.
Welcome back to Epicurean Exploring. And as I was saying at the beginning of the show really is about traveling and dining and trying new things and getting out of your comfort zone and seeing what's out there. There's so much of the world to experience, and that is what I try to bring to you, my listeners, whether it's about food or dining or an experience or travel or even these products, the must-have product segment, because that's what it's about, is word of mouth. A lot of these things and places you don't know about until someone tells you about it. And you know, you could hear about things a million times, but gosh, it's so much better to get there, you know, by yourself one time than to hear about it a million times. And I was lucky enough to, last month, it was the first time since COVID really started, since February, that I found the guts to venture out. As someone who travels constantly, I hadn't, and I was really jonesing to get somewhere, and I had the opportunity to go to a place called the Inn at Newport Ranch. Now, at first, I live in Orange County, and probably as everyone thinks immediately, that it's in Newport Beach, and couldn't be further off. So the Inn at Newport Ranch is up in Northern California, about 4 hours from San Francisco. North of San Francisco. So I have as a guest Blair Foster, who's the general manager, who I met, who was up there. So welcome to the show, Blair.
Oh, thank you so much, Risa. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks. And so, you know, Blair, I hadn't heard of it before, and I didn't know what to expect. It was sort of a last-minute getaway, and We're driving, my boyfriend and I, and, you know, we're like, where is this place? Where is this place? And we're driving, and all of a sudden, we come to what was such a beautiful area. When I say beautiful area, it was just open land, right up on the cliffs of the Pacific. You turn to the right, and you see, you know, gorgeous redwood forests. You see meadows with cows on them, and then you see this beautiful property that you're not quite sure, you know, it's a ranch, and we drove in, and I walked inside, and, you know, I felt, first of all, what I want to talk about was how safe I felt, because, I mean, safety measures that the Inn at Newport Ranch has taken has made me feel very, very safe. You know, obviously, everyone's in their masks. You're not filled to capacity. All the rooms, there's no elevator, so all the rooms are separate, so you really feel like you're not on top of anyone. But give me a little background about and information just so our listeners can hear about the Newport Ranch.
Sure. Well, we, as you alluded to, we are a very rural property in Northern California. Our ranch consists of 2,100 acres, and we are a private timber preserve with mixed coniferous forests, certainly, you know, old-growth redwoods, et cetera. And we're also a working cattle ranch. We run about 350, 400 head of cattle. And on top of that, we have a 10-unit luxury inn that, is extraordinary. It's sited right on the bluff. Our property contains about a mile and a half of coastline, so it's kind of amazing in the fact that we can socially distance like nobody, in other words.
Exactly.
Yeah, we have extraordinary food program because we are so remote. Where our goal is basically, if you make it to the ranch, that you put away your wallet and your keys and don't bring them out till you decide to leave. We're very fortunate in the last year to have attracted and developed an elevated ranch cuisine. And Andrew Stacy is at the helm right now. He is a chef that hails from, he's done about 8 years experience with Thomas Keller, and then also with Josh Skanes at Saison in San Francisco. So he has an impressive resume, and he's really excited to make his own footprint and is doing an extraordinary job. So what else can I tell you? We have 25 miles of old logging roads and trails that we maintain that all our guests get to utilize, and they're private to the ranch. So our guests are really, besides the ranch hands and cowboys, are the only people that you'll run into there.
Loved about it. The food was outstanding. I mean, the beauty, you know, this natural, it was really luxury meets nature. And like you said, you could dine out on the porch and not see a soul. You could be in the dining room. You could eat in your room or out on the bluffs, or, you know, anything was available. And I love that. And in terms of just going into from one aspect and having a tour and hearing about the history of that area and the beauty of the bluffs, and then just you turn your back and you drive up into the redwoods, and then it's a whole other type of beauty, which that to me, you know, you don't get that too often from different properties, and especially luxury properties. And I really was so taken back by how pretty it was and how peaceful it felt. So I was so impressed. That's why I said I have to not just feature you in a magazine, but have you on. And I know with the specials, which is really neat, that there's two things. One is a winter storm watch that you offer guests, and one is a forage for incredible edibles. So tell me about each one of those programs.
Sure. Where the forage for incredible edibles, as you alluded to, our property really is so diverse and offers so much opportunity. And one of the things that we do, and it's a particularly appropriate now as everybody's trying to find things to do that are safe and someone can socially distance and yet still be out in the world. And so we go into, you know, portions of our forests and forage for edible things, primarily mushrooms. And so we have a scavenger hunt. We have a mushroom-themed picnic around one of our fireplaces with wine and tea. You have the opportunity, if you choose, to inoculate your own mushroom log that if you took home with you and watered would start producing wild mushrooms in your backyard. And then we use the mushrooms that you forage to create a dinner that is, you know, centered around your bounty, as it were.
Right. And I just, I think that when people find out about, you know, the different programs that they could sign up for and when they are, I mean, when can they find this out?
We feature this. This is a new package that we've developed actually just this year. And it will run through the winter, really when mushrooms are most prolific, during the rainy season. So generally the rains come late November and persist until through March, generally. Of course, you know, it varies year to year and is weather dependent. But right now, the mushrooms are just blooming, and it's an amazing forage season right now.
Oh,
and
wow.
You also did allude to a winter storm watch package that we have, which is amazing because the North Coast surf in winter with these storms are so dramatic and stunning and beautiful. And so we've created a package that includes 2 60-minute hot rock massages, custom-created hot chocolate with house-made marshmallows, dinner utilizing foraged and winter garden bounty, and Happy Hour with Dark and Stormies and Mendocino Wine and Bites. So you can really
Come back for that. Yes.
I will have to.
I mean, I didn't get to go to the spa, although I did see the spa walkthrough, and I thought it was beautiful. And to the listeners, I wanted to let them know, too, on Instagram, on Epic Instagram, you could see photos of when I was up there. I've been posting and all about, you know, the inn at Newport Ranch, and that it's just a one of those places that I highly, highly recommend people checking out. I think it's wonderful. I think it's a great getaway. It's a beautiful drive. You could either fly into Santa Rosa or fly into San Francisco, but it's just a great property and very special. And in order to understand the specialness, you really just have to be there. Pictures can't even express it, but
it's true.
Congratulations on really winning me over, and I hope to get back there and take part in foraging programs. I plan to as soon as I get the time. That's back on my list.
Fantastic! We really look forward to welcoming you again, and it's a magical property. And you're quite right that photos do not do it justice. It is very hard to capture the magic of the Inn at Newport Ranch.
Exactly. Well, thanks again, Blair, for being on my show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And have a happy holiday.
Happy holidays to you, Risa.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Positive Enlightenment. All you need in one place, here at HRNradio.com.
Welcome back to Epicurean Exploring. And for these last three segments, first one being must-have products, and then the last one talking about the Inn at Newport Ranch, which is a beautiful and very COVID-safe luxury resort in Northern California. And I was lucky enough last month to get away on a little girlfriend trip. Myself and one of my girlfriends decided we had to get out of town. We were just getting so antsy, and especially for me as a travel writer, not being able to travel. But after talking to a property up in Big Sur, I felt that they were doing everything to keep it COVID safe. So we jumped in the car, and we took a couple-hour drive, maybe took 4 hours, 4.5 hours to get up, and we went to a property that I've been wanting to go to for, I think, 5 or 6 years. It's been on my bucket list to get to, and I was so excited to finally get up there. So it is called, the Post Ranch Inn. Now, let me tell you, this property, if I could paint a picture for you, you drive up, first of all, driving up through Big Sur in and of itself is just breathtaking. The views, the cliffs, the water, I mean, you have the mountains on one side and the cliffs on the other. That drive going up PCH all the way up Big Sur is just spectacular. And then you get to this property. So you drive in and, you know, you feel very fancy because they take your name at the bottom in a gate and they tell you to go all the way up to the top, and you get up there and it's all these little private, like homes that are built right into the cliff. So they're built either on top of the cliff or into the cliff where you just see the rooftop and the front door. And then there's a bunch of tree houses. And I'm talking not just your normal tree houses, but luxury tree houses. Originally, we were supposed to be in a luxury tree house, but they had moved us into, upgraded us into this other really unique house that was, but like I said, basically built half inside of a rock. And we had our outdoor hot tub, and the views were of the Pacific. We were way high up and of the ocean. And so we get in there, and we have a wood-burning fireplace in our room, which they set up for you. And it's all an open-air shower. I mean, it's absolutely so pretty. And we took a walk around the grounds, and they have a beautiful garden on the grounds, and there's a few different pools and hiking trails. And there's probably about 25 private, when I say homes, so 25 accommodations. And then the big deal was the dinner, the restaurant there. The restaurant is all glass, looking over the water, with a pool outside. And because it was during COVID, of course, there was no indoor dining. So they did offer you could dine in your room, or you can go out and dine outside of the restaurant. Originally, we were in our robes. We were being in front of the fireplace, and we decided we're going to get room service for dinner. But then I found out that there was a chef wine pairing going on that evening that you can only get if you ate at the restaurant outside. So we decided, you know, I can't miss this. I heard it's going to be wonderful. So we got dressed, we ran out, and it was out of this world. We had the most fabulous five-course wine pairing dinner that just course after course after course was better than the next. And I will have the menu listed on Instagram under Epicurean Explorer. It will also be on Facebook with pictures. And this, really, this dinner was the, between the wines that they paired and the food, it was one of those where you just, like, want it to happen again and again and again. So we finished up this wonderful, very socially spaced, you know, dinner, went back to our room, and it was one of those nights where the sky is pitch black, the stars are bright as can be, we lit the fire. It was pure, total relaxation. And you just feel that luxury meets simple nature. There isn't anything there that's pretentious. Even though there's, you feel luxury and you feel pampered, there's no pretentiousness going on. We barely saw any of the guests, very private, but when you did, it wasn't, you know, anything snooty, didn't feel out of place. But what stood out to me was the next morning. So what we had planned to do and what we did do, there was a falconry class. And there were four people, and they had, I've never done this before, a falconry expert. And so what he did, he brought about eight birds of prey. And for the first hour, we all sat outside, and he just talked to us about birds of prey. And I learned more there is to know in that hour about them than I had no idea in the past about birds of prey. I knew about their types, what they ate it, how they flew. I mean, you name it, I found I could be on Jeopardy. If that was a category, I think I would win. But what was so great, he brought them with him. So he would take out these birds of prey and show us them, not just up close, but we could pet them, we could hold them, to see these incredible creatures so close and see the details, everything that he was telling us about where their nose is or how their eyes turn around or how their head does and how the feathers contract in so they could fly faster. And you got to see this all up close. And then the finale of this was when he put the big glove on you, and one of the birds would, you know, fly away, and then he would, you would hold food for it, and it would just come soaring absolutely at this, like, incredible speed right towards you and land on your arm. And, of course, I freaked out. I was there with a girlfriend of mine, and she handled it well. I was a bit scared because these birds are enormous, but it was something that was so exciting that the Post Ranch Inn offered, and that was so different. And, again, to learn something while you're on vacation, it's not just, you know, sitting there drinking cocktails at the pool. It really was nice to experience something different. And they continued to offer this at the Post Ranch Inn. I highly, highly recommend it. It is a pricey stay, I'm not going to lie. But we were there just for one night, but that one night was truly a memorable and spectacular evening that, again, I really would tell anyone to go and check it out. It's up in Monterey County. I guess it's considered Monterey County if it's in Big Sur. But the whole property, you could just walk around and enjoy and sit at the pool or go to the hot tubs. They're beautiful. And whether you stay in one of the, you know, coast rooms or in the mountain rooms or in the tree houses, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can't go wrong. They're all beautiful. And I just can't say enough about going there. So check out on Instagram. You will see my pictures. You can go to Post Ranch Inn as well, postranchinn.com, and see all about it. And, yeah, they are open now and extremely COVID safe. So feel good about travel. This is one of those places that you can get to and not have to worry about how they're handling COVID. I will be right back to tell you all about one last location that I was able to go on in a COVID-safe journey called the Brewery Gulch Inn. And I'll be back with the manager there, and we're going to tell you about some of their special elements that they offer guests coming up during this holiday season. We'll be right back.
Lighting the way with positive energy and love, HRNradio.com.
Welcome back to Epicurean Exploring, and we just finished talking about a wonderful stay at the Post Ranch Inn, which followed a wonderful stay at the Inn at Newport Ranch. And the last place that I wanted to talk about, which was another COVID-safe getaway, which I had not heard about before. I don't know the area well. I have to admit, Mendocino, California, I've never been up there, and this time was the first. I had been up to wine country before, but Mendocino was really new to me. So basically, in a nutshell, my boyfriend and I, we flew in to San Francisco, rented a car, and in about 3 hours it took us, I'd say, we got to this place in Mendocino, and it was called the Brewery. It is called, I should say, the Brewery Gulch Inn. I have my boyfriend sitting next to me, who I just told him I was going to interview, and he's trying to write me a note. So to be perfectly honest, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this inn. So it's perched up on a hill across the street from the Pacific Ocean, and it's really adorable. You feel like you're walking into a bed and breakfast. So that's the feel. You almost, it's not looking like a hotel. There's about, I'd say, 10 or 12 rooms that are in this inn. And each room has its own name. And so they take you to your room. And again, this is during COVID times that I was there. And the reason why we chose to go there was that we heard how they were handling dining and how they were handling the rooms. But again, only 25% occupancy. So given a place that's very small anyway, there's probably only, six rooms that people were in. But it opens up. You walk in to the inn and there's a living room that's completely open air. So all the walls open up. And you could either typically eat right there inside, or they have a big deck, and that's where people chose to eat, or you could eat in your room. And it is, a small place. I mean, the history of it goes way back to really, I believe, when there were loggers. And the last part of the 20th century during an earthquake, that was a project from Big River Bridge up there, and all of these sinker logs were found and embedded in the silt. And so this is all preserved, and the location of Brewery Gulch is part of the original 10-acre farmstead of a Mendocino pioneer named Homer Barton. And with, like I said, spectacular views over Smuggler's Cove, it borders 48,000 acres of unoccupied meadow and redwood. So it's just so beautiful. It's designed by an architect named Caroline LePere, and it's a worthy tribute to ancient trees, with a central common room, as I said, and dining built around a huge four-sided fireplace that's made of glass and welded steel plate. And what I loved about it is during this COVID time, they had this happy hour. So what they would do is, when it's happy hour time, you would go into the living room, and they have all of these trays lined up with food on it. The trays are covered, but it says your name, the room name, on it. So you go over and you take your tray with your room name, and then you go find where you want to sit. So you either go back to your room, you could sit outside on the balcony, you could sit somewhere on the grounds, and it's beautiful. And then they have a little bar, help yourself, wine bar set up, and coffee bar. And you go in and you can sample some of the wines that are up from that region. But they really, knew that the dinner that they, they're calling it a happy hour, but it's more of a light dinner. The food was wonderful, and if you are still a little hungry after this happy hour, you can go into town, but we weren't. So it's the perfect snack. The rooms were very simple, but very pretty. All the rooms have a fireplace, and they have a working stereo. And you're right smack, as I said, in the redwoods, and there's trails right outside of your room that you could walk around. But I have photos of this Brewery Gulch Inn on my Instagram, so I urge you to go and check it out. And also that, when you're looking for a place to go, that's far away, but not that far away. You can fly into Santa Rosa Airport and be there in an hour and a half. Or what we did, we flew into San Francisco and we drove there. That was the first flight that I had taken since COVID really started. And I felt fine about that. It was a quick flight. I felt safe. But if you want to drive there, from California, it's very drivable. And again, in any of the places that I've stayed in the last 3 months, housekeeping doesn't come in while you're there. So you don't have anyone coming in and out of your room at all. If you need new towels, we'll bring it and just, leave it at your door. So these are the COVID-safe resort that I'm okay with, because there's no elevators to get in with a lot of other people. Very private. There's only about, 10 people max staying at these resort locations. So you really don't see anyone if you don't want to. The hotels are used to providing this way and making sure that everything is the way it should be going based on CDC recommendations. So they stood out to me, from the Post Ranch Inn to the Inn at Newport Ranch and now the Brewery Gulch Inn, which is right in Mendocino. They do have 1 to 5 night mini vacations that they're offering now, and another program that's called Stretch Your Weekend. So if you go to BreweryGulchInn.com, you can learn all about it. What a wonderful place it would be to go up there, and that's where you work remotely from. I have to tell you, they're just beautiful views, and I'm sure with getting now a little bit crisper and colder out, it's even a little bit more cozy with the fireplace going on, because they have that huge one right in the middle of the room. But that's it. So for everyone, I know you're going to be listening to this right after the holidays. I can't say enough. Wishing you, the best of Christmas season and the Hanukkah season and then New Year's. And we're all wishing for a 2021 to be, first off, healthy. Second, that we're all kinder to each other and that we help one another get through really the hardest times that we've seen, if ever, in a very long time. And so that's my wish this year, for everyone to be kinder and to stay safe and be smart. And that's it. So Happy New Year, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to HRNRadio.com.